today we have on the telephone line Dr. Patricia Virakoon from Sydney Medical School. Welcome to the show, Patricia.
It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
We are going to talk about love today, and I'm hoping that every one of us, at least at some stage, have experienced the feeling of love. And usually when people talk about love, their way of expressing or telling us their feeling is that, oh, my heart skipped a beat, I got goosebumps or butterflies in my stomach. I wanted to ask you, from a scientific point of view, how would you explain this feeling that is called love?
It's fascinating. You know what we have? We have this sort of, you know how you sit, you look at someone, and all of a sudden you have this heart palpitation, as you said, goosebumps, and your pupils dilate, and you know that he is the one for you, and you want him in your life and in your arms and preferably in your bed. That feeling of romantic love, which we also call limerence, yeah, is basically just chemistry in the brain. So it's kind of, you know, really quite simple. There's a chemical called dopamine, which gets sprayed all over your brain when you have that moment of being drawn to someone. And what it does is it takes your energy of sexual desire and wanting and focuses it on one person and says, I want you in my life. So dopamine, it's a reward chemical, it's a pleasure chemical. So that's what it does. It focuses your energy on one person. Then you have other chemical changes. Another chemical called norepinephrine goes up. It's a stress chemical. That's the one that causes your heart to beat and your pupils to dilate and you start sweating. Then there's another thing that happens. Your serotonin, which is another chemical in the brain, that level goes down. It's the same that change that happens in obsessive compulsive behavior. So love is like being in an obsessed state.
Right.
And so you see, that's what this romance is. But it's an emotion, it's a brain feeling that draws you to one person.
And would you say that there are some stages to it? Because some people describe it as love at first sight, and some people take longer to get attracted to a certain individual. So why this difference?
That's a very interesting question, because what I just described is what we would call love at first sight, you know, like quick developing love. Yeah. But now I'm speaking to you as coming from the subcontinent. Now, you're from the subcontinent and I'm from Sri Lanka, so we are subcontinentals.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of arranged marriages.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Now, in arranged marriages, what happens? You don't necessarily, oh yeah, sure, sometimes you see the person on the first day when you're introduced and wow, it's all happened. But most often, it's not that. It's more like, oh, you know, I like you and I think I can get to know you. And then you fall in love. So there can also be a gradual development of that emotion. Now, what happens there is that you start more with what we call an affectionate stage.
Hmm.
And from that affectionate stage of friendship, and then you move into this love phase. So the chemical changes are the same, the emotion.
Hmm.
But it can develop like acutely as the love of first sight, or you can go from friendship. You see, you see sometimes people saying, we were best of friends, and then we realize that, you know, we love each other and we want to get married. And then after you're married, what happens? You can't stay in this crazy phase forever.
Hmm.
You really move back into that friendship stage of love. So it's a fluctuation. You can start with an acute love or you can move into it from friendship. And either way is wonderful.
Do you reckon that love is always you would say, emotion, that there are emotions involved in there? Because there's something called lust as well, which is an attraction. I'm assuming there's no emotions involved in there.
Well, that's very good, because when you say lust, what you're really talking about is sexual desire.
Yeah.
You see, desire says, I want sex.
Yeah.
Love says, I want to look after you. I care for you. I honor you. I want what is best for you. Lust, which is desire, says, I want your body. I want to use you to for me to feel good. Can you see that difference?
Yes.
Desire happens, but love says, I will care for you. Then you get married, and then you bond with that person for life. Great, isn't it? The mechanism of the brain?
Yeah, that's right. It's amazing how the brain can trigger so many feelings, you know, in one individual. Now, I wanted to ask you, when we talk about attraction, many people say, and we've heard this saying, that opposites attract. If we are so different from each other, why are we attracted to each other then?
You see, attraction is a funny thing. It's something that we talk, at some level, it's a mystery. We really don't sometimes know why two people are attracted, why two people feel that attraction. But we know enough to say that the person we are attracted to is something that's built in. We call it building scripts, you know, like a script for a play, and something that we have built into our brain from the time we are very young. So we build these scripts into our brain, and then we look through a sort of like a mesh of those patterns that we have learned from the time we are young, and that's what we feel attracted to. Now, at one point, there is always this attraction for the dangerous, the risky, and that's partly where the, you know, like bad boys are attractive to women, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's, attraction is one of those things we are really never sure what happens or why it happens. There's all sorts of theories about, you know, the smell of the person and the immune system. But the bottom line is, you know what? There's some mystery to it.
Right. And on a serious note, you are a doctor and a sexologist, and you write and talk about this subject all the time. Do you think that love is important for a healthy relationship?
Love is an emotion. We talked about it.
Yeah.
But the actual loving in a relationship is actually an action. I talk to couples and I say the emotion can pass. But you got to keep loving. I tell couples when I talk to them, I say, remember that prince you married? You might get up in a couple of years and look across in the bed and find that it's actually the frog that's lying next to you. You got to keep kissing the frog and turning him back into a prince.
Yeah.
So there are loving actions that bring back the love. Yes, love is important, but not the emotion.
Yeah.
The emotion passes. But the actions of loving each other, sometimes sacrificial actions, can keep the love bubbling along. And that is the love that will keep husband and wife together for a lifetime.
My next question was going to be this, that many people say, oh, after a certain time, love has died down because he used to do so and so for me, but now he doesn't. But I think you've explained that perfectly well just now. On a final and a lighter note, you know how I have personally many friends who say, my partner hasn't got a romantic bone in his body. What would you tell those people? How can they improve in their love life?
Well, very quickly, it's about talking to each other. It's about communication. It's about finding out what each other enjoy, both doing as well as how you touch each other, how you talk to each other. So when you say he hasn't got a romantic bone in his body, it's because he doesn't understand that men and women are different. Men basically like having sex. Women like being romanced.
And often people say the way to man's heart is through his stomach. And many people have related food to love as well. Is there any truth in that? That people eat a certain food?
Darling, if food makes either person romantic, sure, anything can be an aphrodisiac. Love is the best aphrodisiac. Just be loving to each other. Find out what really is good for your partner. Now, you know, if a man and a woman look at each other and say, what can I do to make you happy? What can be better than that?
Yeah, very true. Patricia, thank you so much for your time. It was lovely chatting with you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
SBS. 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 SB